And hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast of Frenchie is Talking. And today, I want to talk about Apple. About the new iPhones and the older ones. A little bit of background. My first iPhone I had was the iPhone 5S. I thought it was amazing. I had it brand new, it was fast. I loved iMessage, I loved FaceTime. I loved the ecosystem of it. That's why I think people still use Apple. It's for its ecosystem. Then the battery started to just, the phone started to just shut down, and then the CPU started to slow down. I was like, God damn it, I hate it. I think it's just awful. But then I broke my screen and I went to get it fixed. It was over 100 euros just to get my screen changed. That was overpriced for what it was. Just a screen. You can buy an LCD screen for less than 10 bucks, I think. But it was just awful about it. And then, yeah, it's when it started to slow down, it was just awful. So, and one day it just completely stopped working. I think it's because I dropped it too many times. I don't really know why. But after that, I bought myself a used iPhone 6. The worst purchase I've ever done. The phone already had a camera, was a bit broke. The back camera wasn't, there was some fog, there was some, I don't know, every picture I would take with the back camera, it was always like, it looked foggy. This is the correct word. And then this is where the Apple released its statement about slowing down CPUs. I read it, and it's awful what they did. They tried to hide it from people, which they shouldn't have. And it was a horrible idea. We all knew about it. We all knew about it. But nobody really wanted to admit it, or nobody really wanted to make the research about it until one guy did, and Apple released its statement. So, I was really pissed with Apple when they did that. I knew it, and it felt really stupid. We all knew it. We all knew it, but everybody was still surprised about it. Anyway, I was really pissed about it, and then the iPhone completely broke. At one point, I dropped it, and it overheated, I think. It was like, it was really warming up. I was like, man, this is not working anymore. So then my girlfriend gave me landed me a iPhone 5S again. Hated it. I just completely hated it. So at one point, I was like, you know what? I have money and I have the budget. Let me just go look on eBay for phones. And I was like, I was looking for like a $300 phone, but I was still wanted premium. So I had to look into older premium, so like 2013, 2012 premium phones that came out that year. But yeah, they were really expensive. So you know what? I went on Kijiji, looked around what phones there were, and I saw this Essential phone for $250. I was like, my God, it was like, and it literally just popped up. It was like out for like, the guy published it for like 12 minutes. And I contacted the guy. I was like, hey, I want the phone. Why are you selling it? Because it was $250, which is a phone that is worth about over $500. And the guy was like, oh, it's just the price of it. I was like, man, like, he probably stole it. He probably just wanted it sold. You know what? Fuck it. We set up a meetup point, a public meetup point, and guy arrived with the phone, and he was like, hey, there you go, do you want to check it out? I was like, yeah, I checked it out, there was no scratches, the phone was in perfect condition, it's just great. And so the guy gave me the Essential case. I don't think that's the correct one, but he gave me two cases. He gave me like a full rugged case. Sure, water can still go in there, that's horrible, but oh well. And he gave me like another plastic case that would only cover the side and the back, and it's I have it right now and it feels a lot better, but I'm still scared to drop it because I saw the video of what was his name again, Jerry Rig Everything. Yeah, he dropped it out of his pocket just to test it, and this thing almost just cracked off. Well, it was cracked, but it was just awful looking. But yeah, and after that, I start using it, and it was like, it's fast, and I feel it's reliable. I've had a couple bugs. I think it was because I downloaded an app that was an application that was slowing it down because it was constantly doing benchmarks. Anyway, I shut that down and it still goes as fast. I love what it can do. I love the fingerprint in the back because it's quick. I love the I don't love the cameras. The cameras looks fucking horrible on this. Like, there's no other words, but it looks horrible. But anyway, yeah, and I love also the two pins that you can add a, it's a small 360 camera. It's a modular thing. I haven't bought it. I wish to, because it's like, it's not very expensive. They're like, they're selling it for like, I think I saw it on sale for like a bit over $100. I'm not entirely sure though. But yeah, and I was really looking into it. Yeah, the camera is shit though. The front facing is actually pretty good. I love double clicking it to get the camera back with the camera to launch, and I like this smart feature. I love the fingerprint is also really quick. The face recognition, I don't really use it much because I don't really trust it, but yeah, it still recognizes my face perfectly. It doesn't mix with anybody else and it still works perfectly. Okay, we gotta talk about face recognition. I don't really trust it because I believe that maybe your twin can get into it. But the iPhone X released this big ass notch on top, which has the camera and the, what is it called again? The face recognition hardware thing, and it was just awful. I think the notch on top is awful, and it should never been a trend. It should have never been a trend. Now every premium phone, even some mid-range phones, have that notch on top, and it just looks horrible. It just looks horrible. But the Essential phone kept this like a little notch, and it was just to make space for the camera. And this is what I like about it. There's just one little notch. Though on YouTube you can still, it cuts a bit, but there's still the limit of the notch that's creeping into the video, and I was like, I don't like it, but I'm sure they will fix it and with an update or anything like that. But yeah, oh, also, I gotta say, I love the fast charging. I love, like, how I can, if I'm in a hurry and I forgot to plug in my phone at night, I can just plug it in, go do my shit, pick it up, and I know it will last a day. I know it will. Maybe not with heavy usage. But oh well. Anyway, that was my little talk about the Apple product and my phone and all that. Now, I want to talk about what's coming up ahead. I would like to make an interview. I would like to talk to some people who are successful or getting successful about their ideas. I want to talk to people who has the same knowledge. And I have a couple ideas of people that I want to talk to. I might have an idea how to reach to them, but that's really, really it. And yeah, I'm a bit, it's a scary thing, I think, to interview people. Yeah. And it's one thing, I want to interview a pizza place that's like pretty big, getting pretty big actually. It's getting pretty big around Canada. And I was like, this guy, my stepdad worked for him, and I was like, hey, maybe I can ask for a little favor, talk to that guy, interview that guy. Maybe not for during the next podcast, but for future podcast. Also, I want to talk about eBay. So the other day I was just cruising on eBay and I accidentally won a bid. So what happened is that I saw this Razer microphone and I was like, hey, I like my microphone, but I would like to have like a better one. So I bid on it. I didn't really need it just yet, but it was still something that I was like, hey, if I win, I win. It's perfect. And yeah, I bid on it and you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it. I'm not going to bid again. I bid it once. But then I saw this Blue Yeti, this used Blue Yeti microphone. And it was a bid on it, and there was like only one guy that bid on it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to bid on it. And if I don't win it, oh well, it's no big deal. It's not like if I really need it for now. So I bid on it, and I was like, yeah, 4 days later, I received an email from eBay saying, hey, you won the bid on the Blue Yeti. I was like, fuck, I didn't want it because at that point I had to buy another shit and I had wasted a lot of my money on it. I was like, fuck, oh no, oh well, I mean, I wasted a lot of money on my other shit, but like, I was like, fuck, I won. I could have been a dick and tell the guy, hey, I don't want it. But, yeah, I won it, so I wasn't going to be a dick about it. I bought it, and it's supposed to come on November 5th. So when November 5th hits, I will try this Blue Yeti microphone and see how it goes. And so I can make an interview, because I know the Blue Yeti has this 360 type of thing. And so, and that's what I want, because like the, my Blue Snowball doesn't have that. It doesn't record like 360 all around it. It only records from the one angle. And so, to make interviews is not really the best. I've tried it. You can't hear my voice. You can only hear the person's voice, and even, it's not. Well, the quality is pretty good, I gotta say, yeah, but I would have really wished to be, so we can hear my voice, have both type of conversation, talk to the guy, tell a bit of his story, and just be talking. There's still, yeah, you know what? My girlfriend just texted me and saying she was on her way to pick me up, so I'm gonna end the podcast right there, and I'll see you guys next time.